Felix, and Felix is going to be talking about some ammonia capture technology.
Thank you. My name is Felix Wabe, a graduate student from University of Maryland, Eastern Shore. I will be discussing about two models that we developed in the poultry house to capture and recover ammonia. So why am I focused on ammonia? Agriculture seems to be the largest industry that produces a lot of ammonia, and out of that in the livestock, we could see from the graphs that cattle and poultry production seems to be the highest. However, I'm focusing on poultry production. Why? Because the emissions, the ammonia emissions that we are receiving from the poultry industry affect the environment and also has some effect on the human and also the bird itself. And then it also, like I said, it have effect on the human and the animal, but if you look at the chart that I have here, if you look at the health response within 24 to 50 ppm of ammonia in the poultry house, you are expecting about nose and throat irritation. But most of the time, in the poultry house, you can record more than 50 ppm of the ammonia. And if you look at the trend in ammonia levels as compared to weight loss of the chickens, you see that as the ammonia level increases, you are also looking at decrease in weight of the bears. So like I said earlier on, the recommendation is that 25 ppm is normally the exposure limit in the poultry house. But however, different agencies have recommended exposure limit. Example for OSHA, 50 ppm for 8 hours, and then ACG, IH, 35 minutes for 15 minutes, and then 25 minutes for up to 10 hours per day. So you don't want to expose yourself to that higher amount of ammonia. So how does the poultry industry in the Delmarva Peninsula looks like? If you look at the graph that I have there, this is where we are located, and it's one of the largest poultry industry in the region. And Sussex County, which is within Maryland, is considered the origin of commercial poultry production and also the first ranked among the poultry industries that we have in the United States. There are different approaches that have been adopted to reduce the ammonia concentration, but my focus is using the gas permeable membrane as a way of helping reduce the ammonia levels in the poultry house. The objective is to determine how we can optimize the size of the system and find a different ways that we can use it. And then we also evaluate the two systems that we developed to see which one is more effective or efficient in reducing the ammonia. And since it's the first time that we are doing this, we don't know the kind of instrument to use, so we use different kinds of instrument to see which one is best in recording the ammonia levels for future use. So we have the control room, we have the treatment room, it's about 400 or 20 by 20, 6 by 6 meters. And then we also have the systems. The system room contains 400 bears, the other one also contains 400 bears. The control room have nothing in there. We didn't put any system in the control room. So we have the flat membrane system, and then we have also the tubular membrane system, and we have 4 cycles of production during the experiment. So these are the instruments that we use. We use the dragger, we use the gas tech. And then we use the ANOVA, and then this one measures the liquid part of it. So these are the 3 instruments that we analyze to see which one is more effective. So these are some of the parameters that we measured. The ammonia in the liquid, ammonia, air, and then ammonia in the litter. We look at the moisture content, ambient temperature, the room temperature, the influence of the litter, microbes, and then birth mortality. So this is how the system is set up. We have the tubular membrane system, and then we have the flat membrane system. The system is set up in such a way that this acidic tank pumps acid into the concentration tank to maintain the acidic level to about 1 or 1 to about 1.2, and then the acid is pumped into the poultry house, and as the acid circulates through the poultry house 24 hours, you expect that the air ammonia around the room is captured and it's come back into the come back outside as ammonium, so that can be used as a fertilizer. This is the same system that is used here. However, this one is a flat membrane system, and this one is a tubular membrane system, but it follows the same rationale. So we analyzed our data using the Study 69 software. So when we compared the ammonia emission in the two rooms, we realized that the treatment room was performing better because we had a system in the treatment room, and it was able to reduce the concentration of the ammonia in the treatment room as compared to the control room. And then we also look at the ammonia emission and the broader liter pH in the treatment and the control room. In the treatment room, we find out that the pH contributed to the ammonia emission. However, it wasn't very significant as you compare it to the control room. When we compared moisture, we had the moisture content in the control room was a little bit higher as compared to the control room. However, we find out that the ammonia that was emitting in the treatment room was very high. However, the system was able to capture and also recover the ammonia here as compared to the control room. Here looks at the performance of the two systems that we developed, the flat membrane system and the tubular membrane system. We find out that the tubular membrane system was performing very high in recovering ammonia than the flat membrane system. Probably this might be due to the fact that the tubular membrane system was developed in such a way that a pump circulates the acid 24 hours. However, the flat membrane system uses a gravitational force to enforce the movement of the acid into the lines. We also look at the system effect on the ammonia concentration in the liter, and we also find out that in the treatment room, the ammonia in the liter was very low as compared to the control room. It was significantly very low as compared to the treatment room, the control room. So we also look at the impact of the system on microbial population in the rooms. Here we saw a 5.2% reduction in fecal coliforms, and then here we found a 5.2% reduction in the total aerobic bacteria in the treatment rooms as compared to the... So the reduction was in the treatment room, not in the control room. However, in the treatment room for Enterococcus, we saw an increase of 11.6% of this bacteria in the treatment room. For Salmonella and Listeria, we did not see any Salmonella throughout the experiment. However, Listeria was present, but we could see that it was more in the treatment room as compared to the control room. We tried to measure also the mortality rate, which was not our main concern, but we tried to see, and we find out that the system room was able to reduce the mortality rate as compared to the control room. We did other studies to determine the weight and then also the feed conversion of the birds, which I didn't report here, but we find out that in the treatment room, the feed conversion ratio was very low as compared to the control room, which is very good for broiler production. But for weight, it was surprising to find out that in the treatment room, the weight was a little bit lower in the control room, which we are here to investigate the reason behind that. So to conclude, the models were able to capture and recover the ammonia as we expected, and there was higher ammonia reduction in the treatment room as compared to the control room. The tubular membrane system, when we compared it to the flat membrane, performed more efficiently than the flat membrane system. So probably that is what we might be using for the next research that we have. And then there was also a reduction in mortality rate in the control room, in the treatment room, than the control room. Later pH moisture content also influenced the ammonia emission. However, we saw that the control room with the system performed better than the control room. So I would like to acknowledge Bestville. We had people coming from Bestville to help conduct the research, and also from South Carolina. I want to thank these agencies for sponsoring the research. And then I thank Dr. Allen is here. He's used his life a lot to do most of the research. And then my primary advisor, Dr. Hashem Fauzi, is also here, and I thank him so much for his support. In that, if you have any question, right. Thank you.
Do you have any questions for our speaker?
Yeah, we used the...
I think the question was, which one was most efficient at monitoring ammonia?
Very good. We used the Nova seems to perform better, efficiently, more than all the equipment that we used, because that was set up in the poultry house and takes data almost about 15 minutes. However, the other ones, we just take it once in a day. So you can't really determine the point where the ammonia was really emitting at the faster rate. Yeah. So probably that's what we might be going with in the near future.
So you're finding an acid solution around this poultry house, but why not just extract the air over this acid filled permeable membrane?
The question again, please.
So instead of pumping the acid in your system, why not pump the air over the acid?
So we're going to use the ventilation to pump the air, right? And we're going to use the ventilation system, which we want to avoid, because in the poultry industry, most of the time, they use the ventilation to control ammonia build up. And that also, you are looking at the cost of the energy that you are using to do that, you see. But the reason why we are pumping the acid into the lines is because, one, we know that if you increase the pH, ammonia is captured within the solution that is passing through the membrane. And then the circulation happens, and then the ammonium is translated into the outside bin. The reason why we are doing that is because we want to capture the ammonia in a solution that can be used for crop production. So that we don't just want it to escape into the environment, but to contain it. Does that answer your question?
What I was saying is that you could use the airflow to get it to the acid, so you can capture it.
Yeah, because we have a fan that comes on in about almost about three. It comes on 3 seconds when the temperature gets to about 75-80 degrees Fahrenheit. So the pump is able to do exactly what you are saying. It's able to bring the ammonia close to the lines that we have.
So have you thought about using the porous polyethylene tubing instead of the porous Teflon tubing?
Yeah, so it's selective, yeah.
Yeah, so you use the porous Teflon.
Yes.
Have you tried using the porous polyethylene tubing? It's more rigid?
That we've not tried using that.
Okay, because the porous Teflon, if I remember, it's about $15 to $20 per meter.
Okay.
Of cost, and then the porous polyethylene is much
more expensive. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
It's much expensive, but I guess it's more effective.
Right. Any other questions? All right. So we're going to have come back here, and we're going to have the 5-minute rapid. So that will start promptly at 11:05. So we will have the speaker come up at 11:04, and then we'll kick off after that. So thank you very much.